mucho más. Y todo en inglés y para todas las edades. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te informaremos sin ningún compromiso. 91-133-5832.
Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show. Pues si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Vaughan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Baugan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM. Escucha. Descubre. Aprende. Esto es Baugan Radio. In a world where you need English to survive, one man has 2 hours to teach you English in a fun, practical, informative way. What it takes. Alberto Alonso in the show with no name. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome one, welcome all to the show with no name. And you're here with your DJ for today, your host with the most, your DD Spanish name, Alberto. And gentlemen, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Juanjo, tell them what it's called.
The show is a show in the name. It's a show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One hole or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One hole or another.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Well, I'll tell you what an amazing weekend it was. Now, remember, esto es un poco diferente en español. You say, what an amazing weekend it has been. Ha sido, ¿no? Dirías en español. Pero no, en inglés, como ya se ha acabado. Since the weekend is over, right? We're officially in our work week. Well, then we don't say, what a great weekend it's been. We would say, what a great weekend it was. And it was everything that you'd want, or como decimos, it was all that and a bag of chips. Y esto significa que fue lo mejor. Todo eso y una bolsa de patatas. All that and a bag of chips. And, well, I celebrated, as many of you know, and I know that many of you know, because many of you wished me and my wife a happy first anniversary. So, guys, that's it. A year. We made it. El primer año ahí. We made it. And I hate to be cliche, but each day is better than the next. Cada día es mejor que el que vino antes. And that's a decision. Eso es una decisión, ¿eh?, que tú tomas en tu vida en general, not only in your marriage. We do say matrimony. Sí que decimos la palabra matrimony. Es un poco más formal, but we say it. So, a year, I've been married for a year now, and it's been amazing. It's been, porque seguimos en ello ahora, ¿ves? Pero el fin de no, it was. ¿Ves la diferencia entre el presente perfecto y el pasado simple? Yeah, segunda o tercera columna, right, traducido. And, well, I'll tell you what, guys, I received all your greetings, so thank you so much. We had a lovely weekend. We went, the family, and when I say the family, I mean my wife, Diana, and my little guy, Simon, my little pug, mi pequeño Carlino, who requires a lot of attention. He is, oh, man, he is spoiled rotten, como decimos. Es un niño mimado. He is spoiled rotten, but hey, when you have a dog, you know what I mean. And children, I imagine, even though you don't want to, you end up spoiling them sometimes. So we went up to the mountains. Now, the Sierra, you can say a mountain range, right? The Sierra Nevada is a mountain range, for example. Lo que es cordillera, I think you would say the whole thing. That's a mountain range. So we were up in an area that I wasn't familiar with. I wasn't familiar with this area before. And it was called Becerril de la Sierra. Now, Becerril de la Sierra was, just a little village that we discovered because, well, Airbnb, usando el Airbnb. And, we discovered this little house, this little cottage. Me encanta esta palabra. Vamos a mirar la palabra cottage. It's like a cabin in the woods. It has like a, when you think of cottage, you think of very countryside. Casita de campo, cabaña. A cottage. C-O-T-T-A-G-E. Cottage. And it was a lovely little college. College. Es universidad. Cottage. Not college. And it was a lovely cottage in the mountains. It was nestled. Nosotros decimos el verbo, it was nestled in the mountains. Hay ciertos verbos, adjetivos que usamos con ciertas cosas. And, well, this is one, nestled, arrimado, ¿no? Acurrucado ahí en la montaña. So, enclavado. Puede ser, right? It was nestled in the mountains, and it was lovely because, well, we did some of our favorite things, and that was sitting around, enjoying the sounds of nature. Sometimes we take it for granted, the sound of the birds, and, well, just you know, the wind blowing, and, just the smells that come through, and wonderful, wonderful stuff. And it was a great area. If you guys have never been up in this area, I recommend it. Just small, charming little place, and it was great. It was near a lot of trails, senderos. So if you like to hike, hacer senderismo, if you like to go hiking or if you like to hike, well, you would love this place. In fact, I did a 10K route. It was running, walking, because there were some parts that were so uphill, tanta pendiente, that I just couldn't do anything. I was just, man, I had to walk. I was walking very quickly, but it was really fantastic because I saw these beautiful reservoirs, estas presas, and these, just these old school fountains, estas fuentes antiguas que vienen en el monte. So really cool to get away, to disconnect and reconnect. And thank you guys. Even though I was a bit disconnected this weekend, I did receive all your feedback, all your comments. And thank you so much for being a part of my special day, and that, wow, the 1 year celebration. Lo decimos así, you know, 1 year celebration. Wow. Unbelievable, guys. So thanks again. Thanks for being there. All right, guys. Well, remember, we're giving away a Summer Impact. That's tomorrow. Now, we've got our short list. Our short list is las que hemos pre-elegido. And, well, tomorrow we will announce the winner of the Summer Impact course. Now, if you guys want to participate, you can still participate. We'll accept any entries that come in today. And then tomorrow on the show, one of our lucky winners will win a 5-day English course here in Madrid this summer called Summer Impact. And it's 4 hours a day, 20 hours in that five-day period, and I'm telling you, what an experience. So, guys, prove to us, demuéstranos, prove to us that you deserve this summer impact. And you know what? I know that each and every one of you deserves it. I know it. I freaking know it, because all of you work hard. All of you are putting in that extra effort. You're going the extra mile, como decimos en mi país, yendo la mía extra es dándolo todo. You guys are going the extra mile, and so you all deserve it. But you've got to convince, well, not just me, but also our team in marketing. Now, if you want to participate, really, really simple. The way to participate is on social media. Either mention Vaughn, mencionales, or use the hashtag Summer Impact, okay? And, well, guys, remember, also, we want you to download our app. If you haven't downloaded it, si no lo has descargado, remember, there will be tons of challenges on the app, and the app is a wonderful place to review. In fact, that's what I use the app for. As I do the show, I write down key expressions or tricky things or, you know, different structures. And then what I do is I'll put them into the app and challenge you guys. So if you don't have the app, download it now. Descárgalo ahora. You will not be sorry. No te arrepentirás. It's great. And you have the podcast as well if you guys would like to listen. Also, you can participate on Twitter live during the show. Y Juanjo, ¿cómo iba eso de Twitter?
Tuiteanos. IM Alberto Alonso. IM Alberto Alonso. Este es tu show con Alberto Alonso.
That's right. That's right. Well, this is your show with Alberto Alonso, and I see Twitter is on fire already this morning. Remember, guys, on Twitter, on Facebook, remember, very important as well, YouTube. I've got tons of videos on YouTube that you can get, and you can also go to my website to find all of that. It's albertoalonso.com. All right, my friends. Also, want to let you know that as of... ¿Qué fecha estamos hoy? What's the date? Today, let me take a look at my calendar over here. Today is the 19th of June, 2017. Well, tomorrow, supposedly tomorrow, my book will be available everywhere. Estará disponible en todas partes. So, guys, stay tuned. Let me know, of course, if you guys buy it, because, of course, nobody outside of Madrid has it yet. Well, unless you came, I'm lying. There are some of our listeners who came from Palencia, from Sevilla, from all different places to make sure they got their hands on their book, on this book first, right? Now, guess what? Don't worry if you get it a week or two later. But as of tomorrow, it should be available everywhere. And as I said, I'm planning some big things with the launch of the book. So tomorrow I have a big, big meeting, una reunión, and I'll let you know more details as soon as I do. So check it out. It's the perfect book to start your summer vacation. And believe me, if you're traveling, maybe some of the cities you're traveling to are in the book. English on the Go, Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo, where we visit 30 cities and teach you English through all the interesting things, the things that make that city Paris, or, bueno, no está París en el libro, Liverpool, Singapore, you know, Memphis, Tennessee, New York City, Chicago, right? Manchester, Dublin, what makes these cities amazing? Well, that's what the book teaches you, but it also teaches you, well, native English, common mistakes, and all that stuff along the way. So, guys, check it out. Those of you who have the book, please let me know your feedback. I put so much energy and heart into it, and I'd love to hear what you think about it. Me encantaría saber lo que opináis de ello. Jayster says, Becerril? Cool. 15 minutes from my place. 15 minutos de mi casa. Qué bien que lo dices ahí, my place. Que eso es... Dale un totally native, por favor, porque yo lo leo así tan pichi. Pero my place es una forma muy nativa de decir mi casa, mi sitio. No. So, Becerril, cool. 15 minutes from my place. Next time, let's have some beers on your way back. Morning. Well, I didn't know that, Jayster, or else we could have met, of course. Where are you at? Where are you at? Es muy americano. ¿Dónde estás tú? Where are you at? All right. Well, my amigos, tons of people, new followers all the time. Thank you so much for spreading the word, letting people know that there's a fun way to learn English. That it doesn't have to be boring. It can be tons of fun, muchísima diversión, and that's what we came to do today. We came to have some fun, and, well, if we learn some things along the way, well, that's just great. Eso mola mazo. All right, well, folks, as I said, it's Monday, but we're not going to let that get us down because we've got a lot of stuff to do. So we're going to start with a listening exercise today. I'm going to give you guys six words, okay? Six words, and I want you guys to tell me these six words. You can do it on Twitter, at I'm Alberto Alonso, or you can write it down on a piece of paper, really. The most important thing is that you're challenging yourself. So those of you who are not listening live, see, ahora sí que estamos en directo, but if you're listening this afternoon, don't worry, it doesn't matter. You have to participate against yourself, all right? Oh, and speaking of, un aplauso, Juanjo, para Oninche. Okay, Juanjo and I were doing some mountain. We were up in the mountains, but not running and winning races. That was Oninche. Congratulations, Oninche. She won a race, a trail race, como dicen. Hemos mirado la palabra esta mañana ya. Trail, right? Trail es camino, sendero, a trail race. And I'll tell you something. I'm not a runner. Yo no soy corredor. I run, yes, but I'm not a runner. No tengo la ropa ni nada de eso. Tengo el reloj nada más, okay? I'm not a runner. I really am not. But I love, like totally, there's nothing I love more than running in the mountains. Es corriendo por el monte, por unos senderos. That is very different. Running on the sidewalk in la acera, sorry, it's not for me, no es lo mío. So I'm a runner, but only when I have, me tengo que ir al campo, tío. Es lo que me ha dicho mi mujer, a ver si aquí estás más feliz. So I think I learned something this weekend. He aprendido algo este fin. I've learned something. I think every day I'm a little more done with the city. Un poco más terminado, harto, decimos en inglés, of the city and looking towards the mountains, nature. And, well, you know why? I'm a guy who likes natural things. I love natural beauty. I love nature in general. And the city, no offense, I love the city. New York City, what an amazing experience living there in my 20s. But city is anti-natural, right? It goes against nature, right? And you go up to the mountains and everything is in harmony. Even the people, tío, flipo, Juanjo. I went into the carniceria, the butchers. Muchos dicen butcher. No es butcher, es butcher. Right? Esta U es como U, butcher. And I went in there, and the butcher came to the door, opened the door. You know, he literally came from behind the counter, salió detrás del mostrador, nos abrió la puerta, come on in. And when we left, he opened the door to let us out as well. And I said, eso me falta, Madrid. Ese, you know, that personal touch. No me conoció nada. Then I went into, as you call it, the chinos, the alimentación. Hola, ¿necesita algo? ¿Le puedo ayudar? I said, where am I? ¿Dónde estoy? Everybody's being so nice. Y no les cuesta nada. That's the beauty of it. No había nadie haciendo ningún esfuerzo. Nobody was making a huge effort at all. It was just that simplicity of here, nature is in harmony. And we are in harmony with nature, which means we are in harmony with each other. Right? And that's what I saw up there. And then, of course, the supermarket, same thing. And here, and wherever you meet people, they were just so happy to talk to you and not just treat you like a customer, right? No solo tratarte como si fueras un cliente. Sí, bueno, venga, paga. No, these people were very, very kind. So thank you to the people of Becerril de la Sierra. And in general, the people in the mountain folk, gente del monte, you guys, you have a different, hay un aire de frente que corre por ahí, right, as you say. All right, let's see, Smarta has a question. What's up, Smarta? She says, hi, Alberto. Will your book be available in Italy, too? I live in Italy. Have a nice Monday. Que bien con mayúscula. All right, so, folks, excellent stuff. Italy, will it be available in Italy? I believe so, yeah, with Amazon. with Amazon.com. So that's the thing. Just stay tuned. Stay tuned. And, of course, it should be available. Now, you can check now, Smarta. You know, I'm not 100% sure, but I was told that as of the 20th, it should be everywhere. So I'm going to need you guys, too, FYI, to be my eyes and ears. Para decirme, Alberto está en el Corte Inglés. Alberto no está aquí. I need you guys to do that for me. So thank you. And if I can repay you in beer, I will. Or lemonade. It doesn't have to have alcohol. All right, here we go, guys. I'm going to give you these words twice. It's today's listening exercise. Here we go. Six words. Crumble. Bumble. Rumble. Mumble, humble, tumble. Dios. Well, at least they all rhyme. O sea, que si sabes la última parte, sabes todas. Woo, boy. Woo, wait, man. Now that was a hard one, wasn't it? All right, I'll give you these words again over here. Okay. All right, let's see. Borja on fire. Borja, I got your email. I will get back to you. I've just been, disconnected and so bit. Well, you guys see, ves que no paro. I don't stop. But I will get back to you. It just takes me time. Give me some time. Be patient with me. But it looks like you got them all. Manolo as well. Wow, you guys are doing a great job. And it's Monday morning. Really, I applaud your energy. Never mind getting them right. Just the fact that you're there, boom, shooting them out. All right, here we go, guys. I'm going to give you these words again. And maybe some of them you'll know. Maybe others you won't. But at the end of today's exercise, you will be familiar with all of these words. Here we go, folks. Crumble. Bumble. Rumble. Mumble. Humble. Tumble.
Escucha. Descubre. Aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio. Este verano es el momento perfecto para que tu empresa se ponga a tono con el inglés. Los cursos semanales de 20 horas Impact en empresas son la respuesta. Pero escucha, ahora os lo ponemos más fácil. Nuestros profesores Vaughan se trasladarán a vuestras instalaciones para que podáis realizar estos cursos intensivos en vuestras oficinas. Más información en el teléfono 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
Hello, good morning. A las 7:30, haz las mañanas más productivas. Más radio, más Vaughan, mucho más Richard Vaughan Live.
Pues a mí me gusta la de los Blur. El año pasado fui a un concierto.
Perdona, se dice Blur, no es Blur.
Bueno, pues eso, que me gusta mucho Blur. Los vi ya hace en un festival y también tocaban U2.
Sabes que no se dice U2, ¿verdad? Se dice U2. ¿De verdad?
¿Quieres saber más inglés que tus amigos? Mejora tu pronunciación, tu gramática, tu vocabulario, tu comprensión auditiva y todos los aspectos del inglés con el curso online de Vaughan. Ahora, por menos de 1 euro al día y sin moverte de casa, puedes convertirte en el listillo del inglés. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5842 o en aprendeinglestv.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, that's right, you know it, my amigos. All right, well, as always, we are putting you to the test, and it's great to see all of you out there this morning. Jaime de la Cruz says, I'm waiting for your new book, English on the Go, and finally, I see the light at the end. Great stuff. Jaime, glad. I hope it arrives soon. And those of you who don't have it, I'm telling you, it's just moments away from being everywhere. Smarta says, thanks, AA. I'll let you know if your book is available in Amazon, Italy. Beer works just fine. Oh, yeah, beer works every time. right? You want to win somebody over, just, you know, buy them a beer. Hey, especially in the middle of a heat wave, una ola de calor en la que estamos ahora, al menos aquí en Madrid. So, wow, so many people participating. Un aplauso to our top three today, ladies and gentlemen, Borja, Manolo, and Edu. But, so many people are participating, and that is fantastic, really. Unbelievable, right? All right, so let's see. Oh, first, Pignetti over here says, Hi, AA, now you understand why I spend my holiday time in a small village in Cantabria, which is the winter population is 70 people. There you go. See, I'm like that too. I used to want to be where everybody was, and now, no thanks. No thanks. I'm not interested. I'd rather be under the sea in an octopus's garden. All right. See, ya estamos con la música y no hemos llegado a name that lyric. All right. Well, folks, let's take a look at these words in our listening exercise today. I think they're pretty easy and, well, the thing is, maybe if you caught the pattern, then it was easy. But let's see if you know these words. The first word is crumble. Crumble se escribe. C-R-U-M-B-L-E. Crumble. Now, if you guys have ordered this dessert, like I love this dessert, apple crumble. Well, to crumble is to fall apart, right? A cookie crumbles, and then you get crumbs. Crumbs son migas. So the verb is to crumble. De hecho, la expresión, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Es así va la vida, así se desmiga la galleta. So think about that. What is apple crumble? ¿Qué es este postre? Apple crumble, as you say, or crumble. Que lo tienen en Vips y en todos los sitios americanos. It's literally pieces of, you know, granola, mueslis, all these kind of nuts, nueces, not nueces, you say frutos secos, and, well, desmigado, right? And it's literally crumbled. Right? And it's made into crumbs, right? Separar, abrir, crujiente de manzana, ahí lo tienes. Desmoronearse, right? To crumble, 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 right? So that word, I'm sure you've seen it, especially if you have a sweet tooth like me. Si eres un gocho, un goloso como yo, sweet tooth. All right, so crumble, crumble. And a lot of times we say it too, you know, in the sense, oh man, the whole project is crumbling. El proyecto entero se está viniendo abajo, colapsar, to crumble, right? So it's not just dessert, right? It also has that meaning. All right, the next word is bumble, B-U-M-B-L-E, bumble. Now, this is to be clumsy, andar a tropezones, bumble. Oh, man, you are bumbling all over the place. Are you drunk? You're bumbling, right? Here it says, bambolearse, también. Andar a los tropezones. To be clumsy, torpe, right? Bumbling. A lot of times we say, you bumbling idiot, right? Bumbling. To bumble, right? So they rhyme. Umble, umble is the sound, right? The first one was crumble, right? The second one was bumble, right? Bumble, bumble. There's also a very common animal called a bumblebee. A bumblebee is abejorro, abejón, right? A bumblebee, right? I guess because es un poco torpe. Think about it. Makes sense. A bumblebee is always bumbling all over the place. So the first one was crumble. The second one was bumble. The next one you might recognize, let's get ready to rumble. Now, rumble is retumbo, right? Rumble. Murmullo. I think of a low sound in the background. It's rumbling. Rumbling. My stomach rumbles sometimes when I'm hungry. And rumble también es pelear. Are you want to rumble? Well, then let's get ready to rumble. Vamos a luchar. Vamos a pelear. All right, guys, we got a few more words left, but don't you worry, because, well, we're going to a quick commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more, so stick around.
Baugan Radio Madrid, 100.4 FM.
¡Padre! ¿Pero cómo dices eso en una entrevista, mujer? I'm constipated no significa estoy constipada, significa estoy estreñida.
¡Ay!
Deja de pasar bochornos por culpa de tu inglés. Este verano, haz un curso Summer Impact en Baugan. Pregunta por Summer Impact en el 91-133-5833 o infórmate en grupobaugan.com.
¿Eres de los que en verano, cuando llega el calor, dices hot o heat? Si has pensado hot o aún no tienes la respuesta, necesitas mejorar tu inglés. Pero tranquilo, este verano, when the heat comes, tienes una gran oportunidad para conseguirlo. Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
Este verano es el momento perfecto para que tu empresa se ponga a tono con el inglés. Los cursos semanales de 20 horas Impact en empresas son la respuesta. Pero escucha, ahora os lo ponemos más fácil. Nuestros profesores Vaughan se trasladarán a vuestras instalaciones para que podáis realizar estos cursos intensivos en vuestras oficinas. Más información en el teléfono 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
En Vaughan pensamos en todo. Por eso, y por petición popular, lanzamos nuestro libro Inglés para ligar y todo lo que viene después. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com.
Vaughan Radio Madrid, 100.4 FM. Aprende, diviértete. Esto, lo que escuchas, es Vaughan Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
the show with no, name.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio, and we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One ho or another.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's one ho or another. And we are participating via the app. Remember, guys, our app, you can download it for free. And also, guys, don't forget that you can participate on Twitter as well, arroba I'm Alberto Alonso, at I'm Alberto Alonso, in the different sections. Remember, the app is a review. The Twitter stuff is all new. You don't know what to expect. All right, well, we were looking at the different words here, these rhyming words, which I've been urging you guys to look at rhyming words, because that's a way I learned my own language, you know. I learned, okay, this word rhymes with that word, and that word rhymes with that. Okay, so it all makes sense. All right, so let's go through these words again. Now, crumble. crumble, to fall apart. We said if something crumbles, you get crumbs. There's where that apple crumble dessert comes from. The next one is bumble. You're not really, you're kind of clumsy when you walk if you bumble. Think of the bumblebee who bounces into things all the time. Boing, bang, boom, psh, k, right? Bumblebee. Again, a lot of time we use that word with, this guy's a bumbling idiot, right? It's that, nothing dead, he's bumbling. Rumble, right? It means to fight. You know it from that let's get ready to rumble thing. And rumble is a noise that you hear in the background. A rumble. A rumbling sound in the background. Rumble. All right, the next word is mumble. Now, all of these words end with U-M-B-L-E, right? So, mumble. Now, what does it mean if you're mumbling? Well, if you're mumbling, you're kind of just talking like this. You know, you're not really opening your mouth and communicating too clearly. I'm just mumbling. I don't know, man. Mumbling, you know. Just, you know, if I just, you know, talk like this in a muffled kind of voice, I'm just mumbling, you know. Mascullar, right? Balbucear. Mumble. Don't mumble. Be clear when you speak. Don't mumble, right? If you mumble, people, you don't seem very confident when you mumble, right? Mumbling is not an attractive quality. Speak up, right? Make yourself heard. Mumble. Don't mumble. The teachers used to tell us all the time, don't mumble. What do you want? Say it. Don't mumble, right? M-U-M-B-L-E. They all rhyme. Crumble, bumble, rumble, mumble. The next one is humble. Humble, a very, very important quality. Humble, your humility. Humble. Sound familiar in Spanish? Humildad. The H we pronounce, right? We say ha, humble. Humble. Humble se escribe. Humble. Right? There's a great expression, is to eat humble pie. Cómete tarta humilde, que es literalmente tragárselas como puños. Right? Ah, well. Now you have to eat humble pie. So it's not only used as a person, you know, to describe people's personalities, right? Yeah, he's a humble guy. But also to eat humble pie is tragárselas como puños, as you say in Spanish. So humble, humble. And the next word and the last word in today's listening exercise was tumble. Now, this is something that gymnasts will know about. My sister did gymnastics, and she would always tumble. All right. Now, to tumble, there's a double meaning. If you're tumbling on purpose, then you're doing a cartwheel, una voltereta, or you're, you know, you're doing some kind of move, you know, if you're tumbling on a mat. But if you tumble unintentionally, you fall, right? Ooh, what happened? He tumbled. So it's a synonym for fall, unless you're doing it, you're doing a move, and then you're really, you're tumbling on purpose. They do it a lot in wrestling. They tumble, right, at pressing catch. They tumble around on the mat. Voltereta, it says here. Caer, bajar. Dar marometas, rodarse, right? Tumble. T-U-M-B-L-E, right? And, well, it actually reminds me of a vocabulary word that's in my book when we're talking about, I believe it was Melbourne, Australia. And I say it was a rough and tumble town. Now, rough is duro, and tumble, well, in this case, it's que la gente se tira, no, se tiraban. Here it says rough and tumble is brusco, agresivo, right? Not the kind of place you want to hang out, rough and tumble. So remember, these words are not just, you know, they don't only have one meaning. As I said, in many of these cases, they have several meanings, right? Let's see, Express says, the mumbling master. Yes! Ozzy Osbourne. You want to hear mumbling? Listen to Ozzy Osbourne. Oh, you remember? That's how he talks. He mumbles. Absolutely. Right? Express says there's a famous piece of music written by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. I wasn't familiar with him, obviously. Flight of the Bumblebee. There you go. Yeah, it's a classic piece over there. Flight of the Bumblebee. right? Oh, hey, there's Mom checking in from the U.S. What's up, Mom? She said, Alberto, hope you are having a great day. We are, Mom. For a Monday, we can't complain. Hope you enjoy your day as well. And my mom's not tuning in because she needs to improve her English. She's just tuning in because she misses me, which is understandable because I miss her too. You know, so ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Great job to all of our listeners on today's listening exercise. Great job. These are words, as I said, some of them you're probably familiar with, and some of the other ones you're not, I don't know. The important thing, they're all pronounced the same. Humble, humble. So say them with me, ready? And we'll put them in a sentence. Why not? Okay? Crumble, crumble. The building is old. It's starting to crumble, right? Desmigarse, pero esto no son migas, esto es hormigón, cement, right? Or brick. So it's starting to crumble. Remember, we said figuratively as well, their relationship is starting to crumble. So it's not just a building, it's not just a dessert. It's an idea, crumbling into pieces, crumble, crumble. The second word is bumble, bumble, okay? If you wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, usually you're bumbling around, right? I know myself, I bump into the wall, choco con la pared, I kick my dog's water all over the place. That's me in the middle of the night, bumbling. I'm a bumbling idiot. Well, all day, but in the night especially, bumbling. The next one, rumble, rumble, right? There was a rumble at the bar. Now, that could mean two things. I mean, there was a fight at the bar, or there was some kind of sound, some low humming sound, rumbling, rumbling. Mumble, I think Express gave us the best example there. Ozzy Osbourne is the king of mumbling. He is the king of mumbling. Humble, humble. Richard Vaughn always says it. One of the keys, una de las claves, is to be humble, ser humilde. Right? And being humble means admitting you don't know everything. And, well, that's when the fun starts, because then that means you learn something new every day, doesn't it? And the last one, tumble, right? He drank so much, he tumbled on the floor. Se cayó. Or the gymnast was tumbling all over the mat. Tumble. T-U-M-B-L-E. So great job, guys. Those are the listening exercise words. Let's go. Let's give them a little challenge here on the app, Juanjo. I think I want to put them to the test here on the app. Okay, I said this one before. I gave this one to you guys a couple minutes ago. So you guys should know this one. Remember, the app is reviews. Good luck. Let's see if we can beat 80%. What a nice way to start the day, if we can beat 80%. Okay? Here we go, my amigos. My wife is all that and a bag of... Okay, so what's that we're looking for in there? I'll give you a clue. Una pista. I'll give you a clue. It's something that we all like, but we shouldn't eat. Because it's not good for you. All right? Oh, that's a lot of things. That wasn't really a great hint, was it? All right, guys, remember, if you don't have our app, you need to download it now. This way you can participate. And if you know the answer, well, let us know, okay? My wife is all that and a bag of...
Padre, pero ¿cómo dices esto en una entrevista, mujer? I'm constipated. No significa estoy constipada, significa estoy estreñida.
Ay. Deja de pasar bochornos por culpa de tu inglés. Este verano, haz un curso Summer Impact en Vaughan. Pregunta por Summer Impact en el 91-133-5833 o infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
Por favor, ¿quería un helado? Sí, fresco.
¿An ice cream?
Yes, of course.
What do you prefer? A tub of creamy vanilla ice cream, which is very smooth and soft, or a refreshing iced lemon drink? By the way, do you fancy toppings?
Oh, your English is fantastic. Where are you from?
Me? I'm from Vaughan Town.
Este verano, ven a Vaughan Town, el lugar donde vivirás. Una experiencia única que equivale a 500 horas de clase y mejorará tu nivel de inglés. Atrévete a vivir en inglés y verás la diferencia. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Sigue este programa en Radio TDT, Internet, Podcast o en la aplicación para el móvil.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know it. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. Well, I hope you guys listen to music every day, and I hope you watch music every day. What? Watch music? What do you mean? What do you mean, like watch music videos? No, I'm talking about watch the karaoke. Well, not the karaoke version. They're not usually very good. But you can watch your favorite videos on YouTube with the lyrics. So you can put Stressed Out, 21 Pilots, lyrics. There you go. Enjoy. You've got your own karaoke. All right. So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Enrique Lalana says, my stomach. Así se escribe stomach. Así se pronuncia con K, pero es con TH, ¿no? My stomach is rumbling. Yeah, as I said before, it's another rumbling. That, you know, that sound, that low sound, rumbling. I'm going to have some pizza. I love David Waddell's mumble time section. Oh, yeah, great stuff. There you go. So, see, you knew two of those because your stomach is rumbling, and David does a section where he mumbles something. So, see, two of those words you guys should have known. All right, so there we go, my amigos. All right, well, let's take a look at today's Name That Lyric. As always, I'm going to give you the song lyric in Spanish, and I want you guys to tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist. And we'll learn some English from the song lyrics and the stories behind our favorite songs and movies as well. So here we go, folks. El reloj se queda quieto, ¿no? O el tiempo, ¿no? El tiempo, el reloj, igual. Esperando para una pista pequeña. Sigo teniendo escalofríos. Cuando pienso que tu amor es de verdad. En el pasado he sido tonto. No quiero que mi amor se quede atrapado en la puerta que da portazos. ¿Por qué no me das información, por favor? Dime de verdad, sin rodeos. ¿Me quieres querer para siempre de verdad? ¿O esto es un atropello con fuga? Dime de verdad, sin rodeos. ¿Va a ser tú y yo juntos? ¿O solo estás pasando un buen rato? Strays. So it sounds like somebody who's putting everything on the line, right? Putting everything on the line, saying, hey, is this going to be you and me or what? Right? Putting all their cards on the table. So there we go, my amigos. Enrique says, hey, have you noticed, guys, that this is our last spring Monday? Let's celebrate it rocking along in the show with no name. Thank you very much. And is it still spring, really? Holy shit. I'm afraid how hot summer's going to be if this is spring. My God. Woo! I forgot. I thought we were in summer already, but I guess we're not in summer already. It's still spring. Can't get any hotter, can it? Me callo. I'm going to shut up because I don't want to jinx it. No quiero ser un gafe. All right. It looks like nobody knows today's Name That Lyric. Are you serious? All right. Let's give it to him again here. It's an oldie but a goodie. It's old school. I was a little kid when this song came out. But I'm a huge fan. I still like the song to this day. So I guess it's that good, or maybe it just reminds me of when I was a kid. All right, el reloj se queda quieto, right? El tiempo no se mueve. Esperando para una pista pequeña. Sigo teniendo escalofríos cuando pienso que tu amor es de verdad. En el pasado he sido tonto. No quiero que mi amor se quede atrapado en la puerta que da portazos. ¿Por qué no me das información, por favor? Dime de verdad, sin rodeos. ¿Me quieres querer para siempre de verdad? ¿O esto es un atropello con fuga? Dime de verdad, sin rodeos. ¿Va a ser tú y yo juntos? ¿O solo estás pasando un buen rato? All right, there it is. It's today's Name That Lyric. Let's see if we've got some winners over here on Twitter. These guys. And guys, it's not a rock song, but it looks like my rockers are on this one. All right, let's see. It's Manolo and Jaster. That's right. That's right, amigos. Manolo and Jaster got it. Now, I don't know if you guys like this song because, you know, it's a pop song, but I'm a rocker. See, that's the thing. You know, you can be a rocker and like pop music, and you can, you know, like country music and still like opera. I mean, what's wrong with that? I love when people tell you can't like this and that. It's like, really? Why? That's weird. So, there's no rule. If you like heavy metal music, you can like any other kind of music, too. There's no, you know, those rules, I guess, were like when we were in high school. Like, no, either you like rock or you like pop, you know. But, if you're a well-rounded person, I think you like a little bit of everything, right? Because you're not always in the same mood, are you? No. Sometimes you want some pop. Sometimes you want some rock. Sometimes you want something different. You know, something you haven't heard before, something obscure, something strange, right? Why not? Why not? All right, so, my amigos, the song is Straight Up by Paula Abdul. Now, Paula Abdul, she still is very famous. She was, in the early 90s, she was all over the charts. And, she had a little bit of a comeback. Being one of the judges for The Voice. And, she got her start, you know, working for other artists. In fact, even before that, she was a cheerleader for the Los Angeles Lakers. And her dance moves were just, whoa. People said, holy cow, she's good. And, of course, a lot of those dance moves ended up in her videos. This was the beginning of, you know, the early days of music videos. So, you know, for once, a singer wasn't just a voice. They could sing, they could dance, they could, I mean, there was even rap mixed in with something, with some of the songs as well in the early day. Now there's, you know, the Pitbull part of each song, as I say. But back then, it was pretty, just the whole video, the whole visual aspect of the performer was being defined, and she was great at that because, she was already used to performing in front of tens of thousands of people at Lakers games. And when I say tens of thousands of people, I'm talking about Jack Nicholson sitting courtside, front row. There's a guy who's won Oscars performing in front of him. No pressure. No pressure. It's just Jack Nicholson there. All right, so the song is called Straight Up. Now, to be straight up with someone, or to be straight, you can say it with up or without up, means to be honest. Be straight with me. Be straight up with me, right? Straight up. Now, let me tell you something. The word straight up, it was very popular at that time. That's, you know, when this song came out, we were always saying, oh, man, he's straight up crazy. She's straight up. Blah, blah. In the United States, we were overusing this word at that time. And, well, as you know, music kind of, you know, puts its ear out there, and what are people talking about? Well, I'm going to talk about this in the music. What vocabulary are people using, or is society using? And you'll see that stuff in the music. And straight up was a very popular phrase that you could just put, you know, anywhere. Straight up. That was straight up the worst movie I've ever seen. Directamente, you know. But now, in the everyday use, it's straight up, like sin rodeos, right? Think about it. Straight up. sin rodeos. What's the deal? ¿Cuál es el tema? Straight up, right? Be straight with me. Be straight up with me. No me mientes. Sed franco. Sed honesto conmigo. All right, so let's take a look at it. Time's standing still. El reloj se queda quieto. El tiempo para. Waiting for some small clue. Waiting for some small clue. Esperando alguna pista. Cualquier pista, right? Algo que me dice que sí, right? I keep getting chills. Sigo cogiendo o teniendo, más que cogiendo, ¿no? Sigo teniendo escalofríos. I keep getting chills when I think your love is true. When I think your love is true. Me sigue dando escalofríos cuando pienso que tu amor es de verdad. Your love is true, right? It rhymes with clue. Clue es la pista. True es que es verdad. Que no es truth, que es la verdad. Right? Confusing that one. So to get chills, think about it. You've heard it before. I've got chills, they're multiplying. I know you've heard it from Greece. Tengo escalofríos. Sigo teniendo escalofríos cuando pienso que tu amor es de verdad. I've been a fool before, wouldn't like to get my love caught in the slamming door. I've been a fool before. Antes, ya me han engañado. Vamos, que ya he sido la tonta, el tonto. No. I've been a fool before. You know that one too. Wise men say only fools rush. So you're seeing this vocabulary is in a lot of music, not just this one. Fools, tontos, right? Fool. So there we go, my amigos. So I've been a fool before. Wouldn't like to get my love caught in the slamming door. I wouldn't like to get my love caught in the slamming door. No quiero que mi amor se atasca, se queda atrapado en una puerta que da portazos. A slamming door. To slam the door es dar un portazo. Do not slam the door. I told you don't slam the door before. And you slam the door. Slam! Right? Slam. How about some information, please? Please? How about some information? ¿Por qué no? How about es por qué no me das, ¿no? How about a dollar? How about a beer? ¿Por qué no? Right? How about some information, please? Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Straight up now, tell me. Dime de verdad, sin rodeos. Do you really want to love me forever? ¿Me quieres querer para siempre de verdad? Or am I caught in hit and run? O esto es un atropello con fuga. Hit and run. Nosotros decimos pegar y correr, ¿no? Chocar y correr. Or am I caught in hit and run? Straight up now tell me, is it gonna be you and me together? Oh, oh, oh. Straight up now tell me, dime de verdad, sin rodeos, is it gonna be you and me together? ¿Va a ser tú y yo juntos? Or are you just having fun? O solo estás aquí para pasar un buen rato. So the title says everything. Straight up, honestamente, dime, ¿esto qué es? ¿Lo estás pasando bien o esto va para? Is this going to be serious or what? All right, so there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Paula Abdul, and the song is Straight Up. Straight Up. I love that one. All right, well, folks, we've got to keep moving along, so I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double. Double Trouble.
That's right, folks. That's right. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with No Name. And this is where we put you guys to the test. Os ponemos a prueba and see if you guys can stand up to the challenge. Good luck, folks. Remember, this translation has to have the same word twice. That's why it's called Double Trouble. Here we go. No sé si será un éxito. Esto es impredecible. Impredecible. There we go. So, ahí lo tienes. No sé si será un éxito. Esto es un poco impredecible, excuse me. Can't say the word, no me sale la palabra en español. All right. Impredecible, inestable, que no se sabe. No, nunca se sabe, es lo que quiere decir. No sé si será un éxito. Esto es impredecible. All right, guys, it's today's Double Trouble. If you know the translation, you can tell us on Twitter, at I'm Alberto Alonso. Folks, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So, if I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around!
¿Eres de los que en verano, cuando llega el calor, dices hot o heat? Si has pensado hot o aún no tienes la respuesta, necesitas mejorar tu inglés. Pero tranquilo, este verano, when the heat comes, tienes una gran oportunidad para conseguirlo. Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts, un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.